So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Okay, well, let's get things started. I think possibly there was talk of maybe building a new field house for the boys. They won state championship last year in football, and I think, you know, they've been changing in that old dirty field house. It could be nice to have a little weight room. Maybe it would bring in more fans.
You think a weight room would bring in more fans?
No, I mean, if we keep winning championships and become more of a championship team, could be kind of sort of like Friday Night Lights type of situation.
Could you clarify what exactly a field house is?
Well, I think it is a building near the field where there are lockers inside of it. Where you can put your pads and shoulder pads and knee pads.
And the coaches live in there?
No. No, it's a school, part of the school. There's workouts in there. You know, you could use it for a gym class during the day.
And like it, so like a, also maybe a place where like meals happen or like a banquet hall where people come together and...
No. No, I'm picturing more of a weight room, all-purpose
doctor's
sporting.
Office? Weight room?
No, no, no.
Should call it a field office.
W-E-I-G-H-T.
Oh,
yeah. Not W-H-I-T.
Well, I joined the school board to become, but be more of a patron for the arts and a defender of the arts on campus. I think so much of the finances has gone to the football team. Basketball.
Well,
team.
we sold all of the woodwinds to buy cookies, 45-pound weights, and more cookies for the boys.
You didn't need backup 45-pound weights, and now the woodwind section has to make noise on their hands.
It just seems like because you are both the chairman and a weightlifter yourself, we're giving too much credence.
So you're saying because I'm a high donator and I'm yoked, I have a bias towards wanting more cookies?
I think it all seems that way.
Yeah, we all sort of recognize that when we come in here, most of the talk is going to be about giving kids and yourself more of an opportunity.
Okay,
well,
I'm going
to
take a back terms seat. For weights.
I'm going to sip on this whey. And I'm going to take a back seat right now.
Okay, great, great.
For my comfort, could you at least put a little water in the way? Just liquefy it a little with another ingredient.
You're coughing every sip you take.
Just let me chow down on this bowl of whey. Dry whey. Okay? I don't tell you how to eat your grains.
I don't really eat grains in front of you. I once came in here with a banana, and you did tell me how to eat it. You told me to put it in a smoothie with some whey.
Well, why don't we move on? Obviously, we have
the field house
plenty
is
of
an
money
option,
to spend. It's an option,
but I'm
interested in the arts.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, an opera club might be interesting or some sort of, because that helps so many things. The musicians. The huge singers.
Seems like a pretty random pitch.
Huge singers. Yeah. So you're looking for the barrel-chested singer.
And now, does this have anything to do with the fact that you are what I would call a barrel-chested singer?
I would not. I just wish when I was in high school that they would have encouraged me a little more to do something like opera instead of... I didn't have very many options, and so I just had to sing the national anthem at all the games.
I can tell you've never learned how to stay on key. I can.
Yes, I would have loved the training. So maybe an opera club. We could do some funny big costumes, learning different languages. It encourages so many different things we teach at school.
That's interesting. That's interesting. The performing arts has always been a way to expand the young kids' minds, and I do appreciate that.
Well, as you know, I think it could be an issue when the opera club goes to perform because I sold I sold the stage. I ripped it apart and sold the wood to the lumber company and the nails to the nearby steel mill.
You've got to stop selling off the school for pennies on the dollar. You've got to stop.
But I used that money, of course, to buy a rig where you can do pull-ups. A big, long rig.
Pull-ups can be done on a pipe.
Yeah.
All you need is one pipe.
No,
it could be a door jam. It could be the upper part of a door.
But the rig you can also use to do flies. You can do flies. You can do bench press.
That is versatile.
You can do muscle ups. You can do toes to bar.
Look, I mean, the actors can't even put on makeup for the theater plays anymore because you took all the mirrors for the weight room. And now the weight room is mirror ceilings, mirror walls.
Listen, you have to look at your form when you're working out.
Well, I think this is all very interesting, but I think we're leaving something out.
Okay.
The sciences. Have you been in our labs lately? The fire barely starts. The eyewash machine is piping hot.
It is. More students.
Oh, it works, but it's
more
just
more students
hot.
Have been hurt by the eyewashing station.
I think it needs a little bit of care.
It's
in the
just
science
a simple
department.
Plumbing problem.
Well, it's plugged into the wrong
fix.
Part of the wall because we couldn't afford two holes. We
oh,
could only afford
right.
one
I
hole.
I sold that one hole.
You sold the cold water hole to yes. SeaWorld.
I did, and I bought some bands to restrict doing
those
girls.
Little bands.
Little bands.
Okay, well.
I agree, though. I think the sciences have been neglected in this school. I think we should invest in some new computer labs, some
I've
new science labs.
I love that idea.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
What if we got the Bunsen burners? And what if we bought Bunsen burners, okay?
Well, we have Bunsen burners, yes.
Okay, well what if we bought more of them? And stay with me, but instead of them being Bunsen burners, they're Nordic tracks.
I knew you were going away from Bunsen burners.
Seems, you did?
Yes.
You knew?
Seems,
you saw it coming.
I saw it coming. I thought that you had
Please
sold...
Please don't say from a mile away.
From a mile away.
Oh,
I
no.
thought you had sold our existing Bunsen burners, but you haven't even bought them yet.
Well, no, we have Bunsen burners, right?
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
I don't understand
oh,
why,
crap.
How Nordic track. It's such
meeting.
A specific old reference.
Aren't
I don't think anyone's touched a Nordic track in at least
want,
a decade.
Well, my knees are shot. And
you
I
want all the athletes at our school to have their own at-home workout gym.
Yes.
That is based on...
Cross-country skiing?
Absolutely.
Look... I mean, we already acquiesce to you and let them use football helmets for beakers.
Which the measurements are completely inaccurate.
They're impossibly
they
inaccurate.
They
also,
work.
There's vent holes in all of these helmets, so the liquids
they
leak
work.
Out. Multiple children with mercury poisoning.
Footballs do not work as tongs.
No.
They work. They fucking
It just
work.
Feels like we're not caring for the kids and their education
okay.
and the programs. We want this to turn into a magnet school, a place that people are talking about for good reason.
Right.
I'd like to bring something up, and I don't want to accuse anybody in here, but I think as the school board, we do have to talk about members of the school board weightlifting the larger students.
I am in agreement.
Oh, not just
okay,
students,
you're
also
right.
other board
Who's
members.
Who's doing this?
He's curling us both.
Sorry, just need to get a little pump in.
Okay, I think the cat's out of the bag. It's you, and you're doing it as a show in the middle of campus, and it's distracting the students.
Okay.
And it's also humiliating some of the students. You say, all right, who's the biggest kid here? Who thinks I can't lift this kid?
Listen, I need an unstable weight. It helps build the muscle.
You need them to be wiggling.
Yes, I need it to be wiggling around. It makes for a stronger, tighter muscle build.
Well, okay. I would like for you to not do it during school hours. It's distracting for my son and daughters.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, I didn't even realize you were a parent. I thought you were a benefactor like the rest of us.
Oh, well, I'm a benefactor because my children go here, but I was beforehand, you know.
Interesting. Interesting.
Do you trust less because
I trust you a little bit less.
Yes,
I, you're a little personal motivation.
If you have children, it's a little, you're a little biased.
No school's decision should be made by people who care about the children.
Yes, you're biased.
Well, I am unbiased, and I take offense at anyone who says I have a bias coming.
You are biased, and I'm sick of it.
I am unbiased.
Okay, listen, all
biased.
Bayes aside, I think we can all agree that there's one thing that this school does not have that it needs more of.
Okay, what's your thing?
And that is buses. We've only got
There's two buses serving the greater Hamilton area.
3,421 children.
That's right.
I think we can all agree that some of these funds should be misdirected.
Misdirected.
Not redirected.
We agree they don't belong there, but we'll misdirect them.
And I agree that we should fake out the community and what we're selling it on.
Yes.
I sold most of the buses to get little tiny bikinis.
What do you mean, how about this? Of course we don't like that.
What if, instead of buying more buses, I let the students borrow the little show bikinis that you wear when you're showing your muscles, and they walk to school in those.
I think we also need to talk about first period that you've proposed. Tanning up. Tanning up is not a skill needed at this school.
We have to tan up first thing in the morning, okay? We have to tan up.
Look, I am sick of...
Shut up, Baez.
You're Baez. You are Baez, and I'm not going to listen to another word of it. However, the news has come to school worried about what all these kids are doing, why they're performing this look.
We have a bunch
of... They must tan up.
We have a bunch of muscular, tight, little-thonged kids who arrive late because the buses aren't on time. And by the way, the suggestion of making the bus drivers treat it more like a relay race did not work. It became more dangerous.
Also, most of the papers are impossible to be graded in it up to third period because of what's coming off of the kids' hands.
The papers are covered in tanning oil.
There's a little bit of a tanning issue.
Yes.
The machines are haphazardous.
That's right. We all remember what happened to the nurse. She got tanned in the eyes.
Yes, she was blind. She has tan eyes now.
Her eyes are the color of a weightlifter's skin.
Every time she looks out, everybody looks like they've been to Daytona Beach for a week.
She says it's the worst waking nightmare she's ever had.
To be fair, now Ben Stein follows her around all day with his little eye drops.
But clear eyes is awesome. I will agree, clear eyes is awesome.
We will all agree that clear eyes is
clear
awesome.
Clear eyes is awesome. It does not fix brown tanned eyes, though. It doesn't.
It
brown tan eyes. Can't use
clear eyes. Eyes doesn't work.
All right. Let's say this. Let's compromise right okay. here.
Finally.
You get your thong bikinis.
Okay.
But we take some of the cookies from the weight room and the tanning beds, and we use them to at least pay for one more bus and a bus driver.
Listen, we've got to get the kids to school.
We have to get the kids to school.
Okay, what if I need more cookies?
I don't think you will. Yes,
you've never used the number of cookies we have.
What if we run out of cookies?
For you. They're for the students.
And what a reminder, a cookie is a 45-pound weight that goes on a barbell.
I hate to be the one to say it, but you've placed last in every weightlifting... and every bodybuilding competition of the past 7 years.
Yeah, methinks thou doth not know how to weight lift.
Okay, well, I'm obviously out-yoked in my categories.
No, you're not out-yoked. The reviews have come in uneven muscles.
You've been reviewed.
Bad pose.
Invisible delts.
Big limp.
Big limp.
And too much work in the face while posing.
Okay.
Big limp and too much work in the face were the real notes, I think.
Did they say anything about my eyebrows?
Too huge.
Too huge. Well, I guess I'm going to kill myself.
Wait, hey.
No, you're not going to use this trick again.
You can't. We're not going to just pass more money for your bodybuilding career every time you threaten to kill yourself. It is emotionally cruel.
Listen, I'll shoot myself in the shoulder. I'll get a shoulder rebuild. It will help me with my press and my muscle up. But say I've... Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
You'd like to
Nothing
shoot yourself?
Nothing about the way you look makes sense.
Oh, really?
Why are you even the booster of a high school?
I have 72-inch wide shoulders and a 14-inch waist.
I can't believe you're losing.
Yeah.
And that's around. That's circumference.
Of your shoulders as well?
So it's 7 inches wide.
And you're being generous with that 7, I would say.
I look like one of the Incredibles.
You look honestly like a street shark. Does anybody remember street sharks?
Yes.
You look exactly like a street shark, including the roller skates you're going around on.
Okay. I am a street shark. I'm a street shark. You got me.
I knew it. I knew there was an imposter in our ranks.
I've been moonlighting as a donor, but I'm a street shark.
See, the one who accused me of Baez had the most Baez the whole time.
It turns out I'm Baez. I am the one who's Baez.
Well, I have not told my entire truth either. I, in fact, am Baez. That's right.
Wow. You took off your...
You're Joan Baez?
That's right. I am Joan Baez and my opinion about science.
Wait,
that's why every week you were suggesting that we pave paradise and add a parking lot?
Exactly.
Oh, that's who you are.
Yes.
Are you Baez?
Hmm? I am Baez.
How? Come on.
I just am. Nothing interesting.
In what way are you biased?
We will wait.
You all know.
He's biased because he has children.
I am.
I'm biased because I'm a street shark. He's biased because he's Joan. She's biased because she's Joan Baez.
Thank you. Well, I'm very cheap, and I can be bied with ease.
Oh, it's easy to buy you. You're Baez.
Pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
That's Joan.
Nap, dap, dap. Do, dap, dap, dap.
I'm the only one who should be here, I think.
I agree.
Yes, you run it from now on.
Goodbye.
Right. Goodbye.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. Gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.